T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Freaky Rapid Fire.
Whose side are you taking? Whether it's sports or not, answer along in your car.
With Freaky's Rapid Fire on John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game from the Kia Studios. We're going to do two or three quick questions in Rapid Fire, just kind of along the lines of the major stories of the day, and then we're going to get into your calls again because we want to continue our conversation as to whether or not you think Trae Young is an untouchable guy in terms of what's going on with the Atlanta Hawks, and just kind of get your thoughts about this. And so, Chris and Carl, hang on just a moment, and we'll get right to you. Right now, Hugh and Abe are going to answer a couple of questions. Hugh, question number one to you and Abe is, who is under the biggest microscope in Atlanta right now? Is it Dansby Swanson, Trae Young, or Arthur Smith?
Under the biggest microscope? I would say right now it's probably, I'd probably say Arthur Smith. But it doesn't feel like that because we're in the throes of, you know, they don't have a game next week. And we've been talking about the Hawks a lot. But I'll say Arthur Smith because when we get off of this bye, it'll probably be, that's what everybody be talking about.
Right.
The quarterback.
Dansby Swanson, Trae Young, Arthur Smith. Who is under the biggest microscope right now, Abe?
Yeah, I think it's Arthur Smith as we wait this quarterback decision. And it's not about the final 4 weeks. It's not about the record. It's not about winning the NFC. It's literally
just
about
our future.
I don't mean the decision. I mean, the microscope that he's under is literally we await him to say one sentence. Our starting quarterback against the Saints is going to be blank.
Mm-hmm.
And whichever way he decides to go, Desmond Ridder, people are going to overreact. Either way, it comes out of his mouth.
All right, so that follows to the next question. We haven't heard today because the team's on a bye week. At this point, given everything you've heard, Hugh, will you be surprised or not surprised if Marcus Mariota is named the starting quarterback?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You wouldn't be surprised. Would you be surprised or not surprised if Marcus Mariota is named the starting quarterback?
Is named the starting quarterback. At this point, I would be surprised. I would be surprised.
And next, Dansby Swanson. Given the 11-year contract to Xander Bogaerts, given the 11-year contract to Trey Turner, what is your percentage of putting Dansby actually returning to the Braves right now today?
50-50.
100% 50-50 or he's gone? All right, so Hugh says 50-50.
50-50.
100% that he's back, 50-50, or he's gone?
38.7%.
And not one of the
choices. It's a mathematical, it's dead-on accurate.
Okay.
You want me to show my work?
You just want to be difficult to be difficult.
Boy, it's not 50-50, but it's not whatever the other option was.
He's gone.
It's not gone. I'll say 50-50 then.
Okay. Thursday Night Football. Who is going to lose tonight? The underperforming Las Vegas NFL team or the underperforming Los Angeles NFL team? Who's going to lose? Raiders or Rams?
The Raiders or Rams?
Who's going to lose?
Ain't Baker starting tonight?
TBD, based on John Wofford's health.
I'm going to go with Baker if he start.
He going
to lose?
To win.
To win. So the Raiders would lose.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Josh Jacobs.
I don't either.
If Josh Jacobs isn't playing, I mean, you throw Ramsey on Devontae Adams,
you know,
see what
happens. Actually a fair point that you just made.
What? What did he say?
Josh McDaniels. That's what's going on.
Can't coach, man. Like, listen.
You trying to tell me Josh McDaniels is the Ryan Day of the NFL?
No, listen. Let me tell you.
I don't think he's anywhere in Ryan Day's league.
This cat, where has he had success outside of New England?
Foxborough. That's slightly outside, I guess.
No, it's in New England.
He's had success when the Patriots go on the road.
When he had Tim Tebow.
When the Patriots went on the road.
Boy, he drafted your boy. He won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Where has he had success as a head coach?
Just on the road with the Patriots.
What is his offensive coordinator's name? The used to coach at Detroit last year. Oh, I can't figure. No,
it's like 5 years ago.
I just had his name. I cannot remember names today. He just went back to New England. He was Detroit Lions head coach.
His offensive coordinator is Mick Lombardi.
No, that's so
that's probably not who you're thinking about.
No, he was the coach at Detroit last year. It was on the tip of my. Never mind. But you know, none of his coaches can coach. Like Bill Belichick has put those guys in position to get head jobs, and they go somewhere else. Matt Patricia, that's his name. Matt Patricia. He can't coach. He coached the Detroit Lions. He can't coach. They can't coach outside of Foxborough. It's the fact that they got them cranberries. They've been eating them cranberries in the back, and it helps them sustain whatever it is until they lead. That made no sense, but I just felt
like the cranberries.
I'll spin this in a little
way. Matt Patricia can't coach
because just so you know, Hugh, because I know this might be in being the guy that you like sugar. It is National Brownie Day, but it's not clarified as to But just
I can't eat brownies. Now, if you put some weed in the macadamia nut cookies, now we can do that. Because I know that's what you're referring to. You're trying to talk about brownies and the weed.
I just not clarified.
I do the edibles, but they're not brownies. I can't eat the chocolate. Give me the heartburn. Give me the heartburn.
You're weak, you.
No, he's just not weak. That's not weak. Good God, man. I mean, if you give some heartburn, heartburn. That's not weak.
Like, listen, how do you 30 Eesh. What? 32? 32?
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
But anyway. But
you want to add a couple years?
26. Hey,
I knew math was a little struggle, but you ain't
even
close.
A complete struggle. But the point is this. Wait till you get to that age where you start eating certain foods. And they start sitting on your stomach and feel like somebody just dropped a grenade on your chest.
You know what, Hugh? I'll dig into that foxhole for a couple brownies, though.
Yeah, okay.
We get more of your calls here. Our discussion this morning has been centering around the question about the microscope here. We just asked, who's under the biggest microscope, Dansby, Trey Young, or Arthur Smith? All three are under a microscope, and we're taking our microscope and looking at Trey Young and asking you the question as to whether or not Trey Young is untouchable. You know, given his success as a player with his team, given his near unrivaled, again, success as a star for the Atlanta Hawks, because, again, next to Dominique, he is right there. I mean, I guess you could go back way back in the day to Pete Maravich, but, I mean, I guess. But he wasn't – that wasn't nearly what Trey is, okay? I'm not talking about as a player. I'm just talking about as a star. Trey is that guy. So does that make him untouchable, given everything that's gone on, both on and off the court here? Chris in College Park. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, John? What's up, 5-3?
What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. I've been wanting to get to this subject, so thanks for taking my call. We had this discussion, earlier this year before the season, and I had called in and I said, yeah, he's untouchable, but it's in an unfortunate frame of mind for me. He's not the leader that I thought he was when we first got him. And I said this, he's more Kyrie Irving, just in the leadership and how he carries himself as a prima donna, more so than Steph Curry. And I don't think we'll win a championship with him unless you bring in, a few more players who can take the mantle of leader and take us over the top. And I'll say this.
Does he, in other words, you're saying he needs to be checked?
Yeah, I do. I think that's what John Collins did a few years back.
Or tried to do.
That's tried to do, exactly. Tried to do, stepped up to do. Let's face it, man, John Collins, and I want to get to one more point. John Collins is an ACC stud. Like, he's got basketball pedigree, so I can respect him speaking up. But when the Warriors were on their championship run last year, what happened? Curry came off the bench. He got hurt, and Poole was starting. And what did Curry do? He came off the bench until that run of Poole playing really well, and then he went back into the starting lineup. And that's what Trey doesn't have. He's been a prima donna, small town, Oklahoma, stud at Oklahoma, is coming here, and he knows.
Never been told no, right, exactly. Right, Chris, right, exactly. So, Hugh, does Trey need to be checked?
Who going to check him, John?
I know. I nobody on this team now.
Like, you're talking about. Do Trey need to be checked?
Hey, but there's two questions here.
By who?
Forget the by who. Does he?
Does he?
Does he?
Don't even worry about the who.
Doesn't need to be checked. He needs to grow up.
The problem is that there is no who.
When you say check means something totally different from what y'all talking about, okay. In my opinion. All right. He needs to understand that, dude, with great power comes great responsibility.
Someone he respects needs to talk with him.
You mean like his daddy?
No, you know, somebody within the organization or the players.
I'm not trying to call nobody out, but that's what your dad does. Be like, hey, man. You can't do – like if it's my son, if he does something like that, if he's not showing up for work, hey, dog, you can't do that.
There's one guy close to the team that could have that conversation, and it is not his job to have
Dominique?
That talk. Yeah. It is not his job to have that talk.
Is he going to listen to Dominique?
You think he's going to listen to Dominique?
I'm not saying he would, but if there's anyone who's even close enough to being able to have that talk, it would be Neek. But that ain't Neek's job.
Man, listen.
And Neek don't need to put himself in that situation either.
I tell you what, I don't feel like, and I've only been around Trey a few times. I don't feel like there's too many people. I don't think Trey receives certain criticisms well. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. It all depends on how you package that. And the reason why I said his father, because that's probably the only person that could talk to you where you're willing to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Trey's been that dude his whole career. Like, so if you're telling him, hey, man, maybe you shouldn't have said, you know, the regular season is boring or something like that. That's a conversation that needs to come from your father. Like, real talk. Now, and I don't know the dynamic between Trey and his dad. I'm not saying he's a bad dad. I'm not saying don't get me wrong when I'm saying what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that if there's a problem with Trey or Trey needs to mature a little bit, that's a conversation that your pops need to have with you.
Let's get to Carl in Winder, Georgia, with John and you talking about whether or not Trey is untouchable here. Hey, Carl.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Season's greetings.
Hugh, season's greetings.
Feel better, man. Look here. If Trey is untouchable, he shouldn't be. Because to be honest, shouldn't have been here in the first place. Never should have made that trade for Luka Doncic. But then the other thing is this. Where's Cam Reddish? Where's Red Velvet? Where are all these players that the GM is drafting to, quote-unquote, build around Trey, and why isn't the record reflecting that Trey is that team player, that dude? No, he ain't that dude, and he shouldn't be untouchable. In fact, he need to be touched. Up out of here.
Yeah, that's why we just ask, you know, does he need to be checked? I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's not a leader, right? Okay, not a leader. Does he need to be checked? We're asking all these questions, and does that lead you to wonder if, for those of you who think he's untouchable, is he really untouchable? If he's not a leader and he needs to be checked, doesn't that say to you that maybe he is touchable?
No.
More of your calls next. We'll do a couple NFL, quick NFL headlines, get back into our discussion today because it is the overarching kind of thing. We'll also reached out to Caleb Johnson later in the hour, our Hawks reporter, get his thoughts on this. And your discussion here about what's going on with Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks on Sports Radio 92 on the Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As the kids say, it's going to get real up in here.
Back to more John and Hugh.
Here we go on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Keeping you in the loop as John and Hugh cover every scoop.
It's time to take a look around the league. It's NFL Headlines with John and Hugh.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Do be careful. That fog is really super thick this morning. Hugh, would you look outside how thick this stuff is? Oh, my God. Be careful driving in that.
Yeah, it was thick this morning.
Oof. Yeah. Do be careful, you know, and low beams, not high beams, and all that kind of good stuff. And take a little bit extra time. No property damage, arrive alive, and all that kind of good stuff. All right, the NFL headlines sponsored by the MD Anderson Cancer Center. A couple of quick NFL headlines. We have a game that's a yawner here tonight for Thursday Night Football, but it is what it is. Raiders and Rams sounded like a good idea when they made the schedule. It didn't turn out to be that way. I mean, no Aaron Donald. Who knows if Baker Mayfield's going to play for, I mean, the Rams quarterback. Hugh, if I had told you at the beginning of the year, the Rams starting quarterback in Week 14 could be Baker Mayfield on his third team. God. Wow. All right. You look at that at Thursday Night Football. I do have one question here, and we want to get back to your calls about the discussion about, you know, Trey Young here. I guess OBJ told Micah Parsons, according to the stories, that he's going to be ready 5 weeks from now, and he'll be ready for the first round of the playoffs. That's what he said. Would you take a guy on? You know what? He's hanging out for the playoffs here. Would you take a guy and put him on your roster like that, cold?
What do you mean? Like not?
Hadn't played with you all year long. Suddenly you're going to throw him on the playoff roster.
I think that's when Jerry said something. There was some concerns that he had about him. So no, I wouldn't. To answer your question.
You know, OBJ's trying to hang out, and then, oh, yeah, here I am. You know, I don't know.
Look, it's not my money. So let me ask you this, though. Do you think the Cowboys, as presently constructed, can win the Super Bowl?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Got a good defense, man.
I get it, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not saying they're not contenders. I'm saying I don't think they can currently win the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know. I mean, are they a top five team in the NFL?
Do you think last year the Rams are winning the Super Bowl without OBJ?
Well, I'm not suggesting. I'm not saying he's not an impactful player.
If there's a little piece that could put you over the top, I think it's worth the risk for a team that hasn't won it. John, when was their last Super Bowl? 95, 94?
They had BC Iris.
Whatever it was?
Somewhere
in that early to mid-90s?
Yep. Sky Pages.
Yeah, nearly 30 years ago.
If that's what it takes, and we all know Jerry, he ain't going to be shy to do it.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, we know Jerry. Let's get back to our discussion about Trey Young here. And, you know, being on Team Trey and watching Trey Young – without withstanding, you know, people going back and kind of, you know, looking at history, Hugh, and saying, well, you know, we shouldn't have made the trade, blah, 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 blah. I was all in favor of the trade at the time. I remain in favor of the trade, but I need to see more of Trey on the court and more off the court because whatever magic I saw, I'm not seeing right now, which makes me wonder if, in fact, he is becoming, we talked about whether he's untouchable, if he's becoming more touchable because he's not growing as a player either on or off the court. Does that make sense?
Mm-mm. What are you saying? He's not mature. But I think that, like, right now his game is a little stagnant. Mm-hmm. I that's a fact. And I know a lot of people are going to probably start pointing that. To me, he's still untouchable, John, Abe. He's still untouchable. I understand that you're saying that it's going to – like, do you know how long it's going to take before you decide, okay, we're going to move on from Trey? We knew what you were getting when you knew – Trey's a shooter. He adjusted well to, you know, the game last year when they were talking about the foul situation. Man, you're not getting ready to trade anytime soon. So regardless to how bad he's shooting right now or potentially could shoot this year, he is not going anywhere.
I miss logo shooting, bowing Trey Young. I miss that guy. Derek's in Ellenwood. Derek, welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. It's 5:00.
It is 5:00.
Grand Rising, Hugh.
Grand Rising.
7:27 right now.
It's three points that I need to just everybody, let's please understand. One is the coach ain't never been coaching a superstar, not from Indiana to Atlanta. And Trey realized that he is a superstar, and he got to go along with the status of a superstar. And it's like a culture shock to both of them. And that's where they're clashing heads at. One got to learn how to coach it, and the other is I can, in a 5-minute call with Trey, I can change everything around what he's not doing as a leader. No, you can't make a leader or teach him how to lead, but you got to teach him how to feed off. Look at every star the whole team feeds off the star. He got to have the whole team, not DJ. The whole team has to feed off Trey, and that's what's going on with him. He got to learn that as a superstar. People got to feed the players. Have to feed off you.
Well, okay,
they don't feed off you.
Right, right, right. You've established, you know, the premise here. The question is he, because of that, the lack of that, because they're not, you know, feeding off him as a leader. They're not feeding off him as a player at the moment. Does that change your opinion as to, you know, whether or not he's untouchable? And Hugh is saying no, Derek.
Well, everybody know that he is untouchable because what he have brought to the game in Atlanta.
Right. That's no question. No question, Derek. I'm with you. And Derek, that was Derek in Ellenwood. Let's go to Scott in Douglasville here. Guys, we just got full phone lines here, so we want to get a lot of opinions in here. Scott's in Douglasville. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Scott.
Good morning. As far as being untouchable, yeah, he's a superstar, but, you know, we have some culpability in what's going on with Trey as well as a city and as a community. I mean, he thinks one way. He's not mature enough right now. Remember, he's still 24 years old. He's a young man still trying to figure out who he is. The reason he's not having good games and good shot selections is because something's going on with him mentally. His thought process is being concentrated on the game right now. Something's out of whack. Now, as far as can he, again, be untouchable? No, I mean, right now, you know, if there needs to be a change, of course, it's not going to happen overnight. But, Q, you made a comment earlier. You said, you know, we're not going to win the championship with Trey. Well, I can tell you this. We might not win one with him either without having the right pieces around him. So we got to make some decisions right now. Of course, I think it's a situation between him and the coach. You know, they got to get together and figure things out. But right now, you know, I think everybody's talking about his kids. You know what happens when your kids start acting a certain way because they're immature. But how do we handle that with him? And, you know, you brought him in. He thinks he's Stephen Curry, but he's not. So get him where he needs to be. Let's get the team with the right pieces around him and show the young man that, hey, you know what? There's some accountability and responsibility you have as a leader on this team. If you don't, if you're not going to be a leader, then we need to respond to that as well. Thank you, gentlemen. I just want to feedback.
Yeah, but that's easy. It feels like at this point that's easier said than done. And like I said, if it's not anybody on the court, it has to be somebody that at home that you respect. And you know, you can say it in a way where, you know, you don't have to be, you know, heavy-handed, but in a way that it hits home.
Yeah, we were talking about whether he needs to be checked, and we were talking about, you know, you could add into, you know, are you going to win a championship with Trae Young? Right now, I think the jury is, you know, they were so close 2 years ago. I mean, so close to winning a title. He was on top of the world. He was an unstoppable force. And he's still set. You go through the record books and look at what Trae Young has done in the record books. I mean, he's right there with guys like Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson, for crying out loud, in points and assists and things that he's done as a young player at his age, right there with Kobe Bryant and all the greats. That's the kind of numbers he's put up. Yeah, at the same time, we're sitting here having this conversation, really? Oh, wow. Okay, Tim's in Jefferson. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Tim, welcome to the morning show.
Hey, John.
Morning,
guys.
What's going on?
Yeah, please don't put Trae Young's name in the same conversation as Kobe yet. He should probably be in the same conversation as Harden, Westbrook, Kyrie Irving. But anyway, no, he's not going anywhere, obviously. So let's try to win with him. How about Lon Kruger, his old college coach? He, old Hawks coach also. I mean, he got.
I think your phone crapped out on his team.
Phone did die.
Yeah, sorry about that. Corey's in Marietta here. Thank you, Tim. Corey in Marietta. You're on the morning show. Hey, Corey.
Good morning, Johnny Hugh.
Good morning.
This situation reminds me of back in the 80s with Isaiah Thomas and the Bad Boys. Until they got Rick Mahorn, who can put Isaiah in his place on the court when Isaiah was would go wild and start shooting, Rick Mahorn was able to reel Isaiah back in. That's what we need. We have everything around Trey except for the person who can pull him to the side and say, no, we're not coming down shooting these logo threes when no one's up under the basket. Let's play within a team concept. If we get that person, we will win a championship with Trey.
Corey's in Marietta. We do appreciate it. We're going to continue our conversation on this. I'll also bring into the program Caleb Johnson, who covers the Hawks for us, and get his thoughts on this as the Hawks get ready to take on the Nets. The the banged-up Hawks, who may be without not only John Collins and DeAndre Hunter, but maybe without DeJounte Murray, too. Wow, good luck in that one. You might need a Trey 60-point night to win that game. That's next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
As the kids say, it's going to get real up in here.
Back to more John and Hugh.
Here we go.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, ah.
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking a little bit about Trae Young, his impact on this city, on this franchise. He infused this franchise with a burst of energy coming out of Oklahoma. You know, and the what he did the first couple of years, but then it started to wane a little bit, and now we're having multiple issues both on and off the court with Trae, and he doesn't seem to have the impact. You know, let's just start on the court this year, Hugh. He's not having the impact he's had in the past. A little bit of that, they talk about shoulders and stuff like that, or trying to adjust to DeJounte Murray or whatever. He's not having the – he's not making the All-Star team, for example, this year. I can't see that happening.
What? He can't make – I don't know about that, John. I remember Kobe made it, and he was hurt. God rest his soul. But he was hurt, and he made the All-Star game. So, I mean, there's a chance that he could still make the All-Star game. I don't know about that, but he needs to play better.
Let's get to Caleb Johnson, covers the Hawks for us, and we want to kind of get his take on all of this. And he joins us this morning as the host of the Nothing But Nest podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts or on the Odyssey app, Nothing But Nest, with he and Deshaun Tate. And he joins us on the WaveFord.com hotline. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nah, what's going on with you, man? I heard you had a situation last night where you was, you know, you had to meet some hero people. Did you have to pay for that? Do you have to pay for the hero?
No, man, that's what our tax dollars are going towards, thankfully. No, it was I'm very thankful to Jacob. I think his badge number was like 208, who works for Georgia Hero. Because lovely 285, as I was coming home last night, tried to take a little vacation time and still keep up with everything. I was in the passenger seat watching the game on my phone, and wife hit a pothole on 285 and it popped the tire. And then I learned I had some stuff done to my car a few months ago after I got in an accident, and they apparently, like, they took out the jack and everything that I needed to replace it. So yeah, Jacob came, swooped in, helped me change a flat tire, and I got out of there. And honestly, like, I think I waited only about 30 minutes. So with it being rainy and dark last night, could have been a lot worse. But things went smoothly, honestly. And I thought I was going to be the one who had the bad night, and it looked like, yeah, it was the Hawks who had the worst night out of the two, because I got out of there pretty quickly.
Wait a minute. So when you got your car worked on, they took the jack out and didn't put it back?
Yeah, that's what I – well, and so that's one of those things that, like, you know, I didn't think to look when I got my car back a few months ago, but when I needed it, that was when I
– Yeah, because you automatically assumed that whoever took it put it back.
Yeah, you don't think you're gonna jack your jack, right? I mean,
really? Yeah. Well, and it was just one of those, you know, it's like the little tiny one that come with a car, like not even a nice one. But now I'll be making a trip to not only the tire shop today, but to Harbor Freight to get a jack.
Yeah, you gotta go to the place that fix your car to get your jack back, man. They owe you one. Or go over there and just make a big old sticky scene.
Caleb, we've been talking about the Hawks today after that performance last night, all banged up. We could begin with the team, I think, a little bit, because now with DeJounte, any further update on DeJounte? You don't have John Collins, you don't have DeAndre Hunter. Are they going to be looking today to see if DeJounte can go tomorrow night against the Nets?
I mean, all signs point towards they're going to have this thing looked at just like they had John Collins' ankle looked at. You know, because look, what happened last night is, DeJounte, he got Zaza'd. If you remember a few years ago, you know, Zaza Pachulia steps on Kawhi Leonard, or goes underneath Kawhi Leonard, to where Kawhi turns his ankle. That's why they you know, made this a rule, made this a thing where they're trying to get this out of the NBA. You get the flagrant foul. I mean, look, here's the thing when it comes to DeJounte being the latest Hawk starter to be out. coach can talk about next man up mentality. The next man up mentality is straight up coach speak. This is a star league. This is a roster also specifically for the Hawks that was built for its starters to play. And if that's not happening, I'm just not going to expect this team to do a whole lot of winning. I think there's a lot of good pieces on this team. A lot of guys that are stepping up in ways that we didn't really expect them to do. AJ Griffin, obviously, being one of those guys. And then I think a guy like Jarrett Culver, who great story of a two-way guy who's really impacting the Hawks in a positive way this year. However, I said it on Nothing But Nest about a week ago, and I'll say it again to you guys, is that two-way players are just that. Like, those are, you know, end-of-the-bench guys who are going to make small impacts. They're not going to lift you up to some, you know, really high expectations. And right now, with the Hawks back to missing three starters again, we can't expect them to be too competitive, especially when you go to New York and you've got the villain, you know, Trae Young kind of leaning into his villainism, and they're going to be playing him really hard. Going into that, it's a nice story to hear this whole next man up mentality kind of thing, but that's just not the reality in the NBA, and it's going to cause the Hawks to struggle, especially as they head into a Brooklyn team coming up tomorrow.
Does it feel like there's some tension brewing on this squad? You know, we were talking about the whole Trae Young, Nate McMillan thing this morning. But, you know, I don't know if we're blowing that out of proportion. But do you feel like there's a little bit of attention on this team? Not attention.
Absolutely. I would say so. Now, is it blown up compared to what it actually is? I would also buy into that. Now, we have to understand, like, one element is when a story like what happened last week gets leaked, of course, like, the whole team's going to be in damage control on some, you know, like, we're a family, everything's good. But it's just, look, it's not a good thing when a small story, from what it seems like, leaks, and then all the reports from, like, staff and players of those who spoke to people, because I know you've seen everything from The Ringer to The Athletic to everyone reporting on this, comes out and it feels like this was the time to talk. I had somebody that I spoke to off the record who told me some things that really kind of surprised me, and I think the thing that surprised me most was that this occurred and then they were just all of a sudden willing to talk. Like, it was like, oh, now this is the time I really want to get some stuff off my chest. But at the same time, I will buy into what Trae and what Nate McMillan were saying, is that we're a family, not everybody gets along with your family. And, you make it work. Now, here's the thing. They said that before – the Hawks obviously went into the stretch of losing two straight games. And so it's a lot easier to say we're a family, we're not getting along right now, as long as you're winning. When you're not winning, then that's when everybody is going to look at this and be like, all right, you know, something's got to change. I hope the Hawks don't get to that point anytime soon.
Yeah, well, we'll find out tomorrow night when they go into Brooklyn to face, you know, Kyrie and KD and company. Caleb, I do appreciate your taking a few minutes. Thanks very much.
Absolutely, guys. You guys have a good one.
All right.
You too.
Caleb Johnson, man about potholes here, is host of Nothing But Nest, the podcast, again, with Deshaun Tate. You can find on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Nothing But Nest, about the Atlanta Hawks here. Mike Honey did a great job last night, Hugh. It was great to see our brand manager, a man of many hats, wear yet another hat, as he was sent to because of Bob Brathman, and we certainly extend our thoughts to Bob here to get better and get back in the saddle here. I thought Mike did a great job last night on the broadcast.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say nothing about it, though, because that just feels like that's too much, butt kissing. Like, not saying that that's what you're doing, but I'm just saying this. I thought the same thing.
I'm not. I just thought he did a great job.
I thought the same thing, but I was like, I'm not gonna bring. Ain't nobody about to blaze my Twitter talking about kissing the boss's butt. So, but
he did a good job. Okay, fine. If I get that, I'll take it. You know, I mean,
it is what it is.
I mean,
I wasn't gonna say it.
If he did a bad job, I wouldn't have mentioned it. Okay.
How did you feel, Abe, about Mike Conti's performance last night?
Yeah, so if we're going to be totally honest and transparent, I was at trivia, so I watched the game on mute, but I was very excited when I did see him pregame pop on the screen. But I didn't actually get a chance to hear the quality of the call. But, I mean, I know Mike, so I assume he did a great job.
He did a great job.
Yeah, of course he did.
No, listen to this.
Hey, you remember a couple hours ago when we explained that you were not untouchable here at the station? You might.
No, but listen. Like, seriously, this morning when I woke up, I was like, because you know how it is. We are creatures of habit, and we like to listen to people, especially when it's a local broadcast, that we're comfortable with. And hearing him and the banter back and forth, I thought the same thing. But I was like, man, I'm not about to say that because ain't nobody about to be blazing my Twitter talking about I'm towing the company line or anything like that. Good job. I'm glad you brought it up, though, John.
That's all right, cool. I'll own that. I mean, look, I think Mike's a very talented guy. And so is Bob Rathman, by the way.
Shout out to Bob Rathman. I know he's probably not listening to us, but, you know, shout out to Bob.
We're discussing whether or not you think Trey is untouchable and whether or not his star is starting to wane in any way because of all the stuff that's kind of going on here with him and the Hawks and losing and not playing well and off the court and this and that. How do you feel now at 404-741-0929? More of your calls ahead as we roll into the 8 o'clock hour with John and you on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.